said.
Just beginning to sit here.
Bottom line of the Chesed Beis, Amar Rav Elazar, Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Ne'eman Va'osra Alav. For the first time, we're returning to the Mishnah. The Mishnah points out that Pasuach Matzasi Ne'eman Va'osra Alav. Why is she Mahayalo Tanas Pasuach Hayamashim Va'osra? Over here, Rav Elazar is explaining which Tanas Pasuach would be helpful in terms of mashkim lebetzin. Classically, tanas besulim would be what Rashi points out, tanas damim. To say lo matasi ladamim, that's a classic tanas besulim. That's a tanas besulim that lends itself to verification. There's a mapa, there's shushbinim, etc., etc. Here, Rebbe Lezer is machadish. Rashi points out neman lo osra love. Even though we have a taina, which is a pure taina, there's no way of verifying this taina one way or another. It's just his word and against perhaps her word. That's the chiddush of Rav Elazar, that even though we have a taina that has no external verification, that has no, there's no way of being mevarer this taina, the chol of ne'eman the osra alone. What the Gemara doesn't mention over here, and certainly it's very, very important, but we'll take the Gemara as it comes, is what is her response? When he says, Pesach Pasuach Matzati, what does she claim? Is she soteritim? Is she mefarish? With mukaseis, etc.? That we don't know. That we'll have to see later on in the sugya when we get to it, what is her response? But in any case, under certain circumstances, certainly, we say over here, Ne'eman la'osra Allah. A. B. Rashi also in the Gaye, Ne'eman la'osra Allah, Abul Hafsida Ksuvasa lo mehemen. That classically, when you have a Tainus Gamin, Bechara, you have two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is one in the world of Isa Beheter, in the world of Beino Beina. And then we have a Nafkamina in terms of Ksuvah. However, we get the Pesach Pasuach, all Rav Elazar said was Ne'eman la'osra love. Rav Elazar never intended that Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzati, he'd be Ne'eman la'hafsika k'suvasa. Why not? Again, we have to wait and see. This will get to have patience. So the question of what she's telling, we're going to see three dafim down the line, Yudayis, Yudayim, Yudalit. The question of how do we deal with the k'suva, we'll just have to wait until Tetzim Adayis through Yudam and Aleph. They will deal with the Ne'emanus HaMiksuva. Okay, so once we've already decided what we're not going to talk about, let's decide what we are going to talk about. And that is, why Ne'eman Lo'osra Alav? Why believe him? So, himself, he just has a taina that he cannot prove. So what does Rashi explain?
How does it know that in the Mishnah it's only Tainus Damim?
Not saying it's only, we don't know. The Mishnah simply speaks about Tainus Kisuvim. The classic Tainus Besulim would be to say Lomatasi Damim. That would be the classic Tainus Besulim. That Lomatasi Besulim. But Rav Elazar is Mechad. Rav Elazar is Mechadish. Even Ha'omer Pesach is Lomatasi Ne'eman Lomosra Alav. And even though this is a Tainus Shein Yochol Lehizbarer, and even though this is a Tainus that won't work in terms of Tzuba, the calls us Ne'eman Lomosra Alav. So why then is it Ne'eman Lomosra Alav? What does Rashi explain? Right, that's Rashi. And that the Gemara really says almost black and white. The Gemara says, "My Pramashnalan Tanina." What's the Chiddush of Rav Elazar? It's a Mishnah. Omer leisha kidash tifli omer es lo kidash tani. So we have a Mishnah that tells us Shavi Anafshin Chatikha Di Yisura. So what over here is the Chiddush of Rav Elazar? Someone says, Mahu Detema Hasam Devadai Kibloi. That in that situation, he says, I'm certain I was Mekadisher. Aval Hacha Meikim Hu Delo Kibloi. But over here, maybe he's mistaken in terms of his Hargasha. He's a Bachlor, doesn't know exactly what it would be like in terms of whether Pesach is Pesuach or Pesach is not Pesuach, Kamash Malan. You know, Rabotai, there's such a Kamash Malan. Before you came to Rishonim, what would you look for in the Rishonim in terms of Kamash Malan?
Kamashalon that he is Kimoy, or Kamashalon even though he's not Kimoy, he's
Kimoy. Excellent. Okay, so what did you find in the Rishonim?
Both of them.
Who says what?
Yehuda says Kamashalon that he is a Baki.
Nice. The Rishon says Kamashalon that even a Bachar is Kimloy. And who says otherwise?
The Shita.
The Shita, name of Rashi. The Shita is Mendayik in Rashi that when Rashi uses the Lashon of Abel Hakla, Eimam Yutol Shepani Haya Veino Baki, Make a Muda Lokimle, Kasavar Shepasamatil Veino Kain, Vulote Yoser, Kamash Malan, the Shita is Mendayik in that Rashi, which I can't figure out how is that in Rashi, because like in Rashi, that Rashi means that even though he's not Kimlay, Becholzot, she's Asura. That's the Chiddush. So, what's the machlokes over here between the Ritva and the Shita name of Rashi? Yes?
Maybe in order to say Shav Nefesh Chavivah Leisura, meaning you need to have some type of Yidia to just go and say, that's Asura to me based on nothingness and based on maybe that you simply don't know, so that doesn't work.
Okay, so we have a machlokes whether one can say Shav Nefesh Chavivah Leisura in a situation of suffering. Generally, we have a rule of Safek Doraisa Lechumra, but is that Safek Doraisa enough to create a Shavi Anafshe Chaticha the Isura? You say Shavi Anafshe Chaticha the Isura in a situation where he is Mesupar. Why should we have such a Machlokas? Let's hold off 1 minute and see another Machlokas and try and deal with two birds with one stone. You had a question? Hello? Yes?
You know, so Rebbe is saying that, meaning it's not so much of this way from Rashi. I mean, you're actually basically just saying Lashon HaMegumara for the most part.
Pretty much. I mean, you said it's Shita. Shita's Medayik in Rashi. That even in a situation where Kokimlai, we're going to say Shavi Anashi. That's Rashi Shita. Okay. In this situation of Pesach Pasuach, what really happened in terms of Damin? Were they Damin or were they not Damin? Who was bothered by this problem?
Rashi.
Again, Rashi. So Rashi was sort of bothered, it caught between the devil and deep blue sea. Namely, if there were Damin, what might you tell him that he'll claim she's not a Basula? There were Damin. And if there wasn't Damin, so why should he say Pesach Pasuach Natsasi? He should say, well, Natsasi Damin. Namely, how do you ever get to a time of Pesach Pasuach Natsasi? So Rashi sets this up as an Ukimta. Gonshi mean Mishkatas Durtihi, the Emlehem Dam Basulin. There were no Damin, but that's not a raya one way or another, because in her family there are no Damin. Oh, she ne'em daminenu mapa v'lo yada im hayadam im lav. In other words, we're dealing with a situation with an ukimta where Damin are not in the picture. Damin not in the picture. Either the situation is that they're lost, or she's a mishpacha. But Mashin from Rashi that had Damin been in the picture, what would have been the halakha?
That Pesach Pasuach is not Neman.
That if he were to play in Pesach Pasuach and Becholza, and she comes and says, hey, look over here, you're Damin, and he's moded that they're Damin, we throw the case out of court. That's his Mashin from Rashi. Does everyone agree with that?
No.
Who disagrees?
No.
The Rashba, the Ritzba, they both bring two deos. They bring two deos. One deo is one third Damin. So you see, Pesach Pasuach is a mistake. It's a mistake. Had there been a Pesach Pasuach, there would not have been Damim. If there are Damim, it's a mistake. There couldn't be Pesach Pasuach. And the other one says, no. Even though there are Damim, the Cholzot, we have a Taina Pesach Pasuach Masasi, yes? We can be Tolan, Amtipor, etc. But the question over here also is, what's going on over here? Namely, we have a double machlokes double machlokos rishonim in terms of Shav Yanashe Chaticha Disira. A, will it work in a situation where the person is Misupak? And B, will it work the other side of the coin, a situation where it appears to be going against a Metzias? We have a Metzias of Dab, and he's saying Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Can the Shav Yanashe override the Metzias? And both of these machlokot, Lechora, can hone in on the nature of Shavi Anashe. And here I sent you to the Akronim, that we have a classic appear in the Akronim in terms of the source of Shavi Anashe Chaticha B'Isura. What is it based on? No, Shuki, what did you see? Who looked in the Excels, yes? Or the Pentecostal? Let's say it's the same thing. It's not in Excels, it's right here. But the Father Page also left. Lamed Dalet Dalet. Dalet, Lamed Dalet Dalet. The excels over there points out, Umiksas Kosu Gam Bedin Shavia Nafshe Katika Bisura, who Gam came Mitoras Neder, Alborizi Bahamo Richard Dokaze, because of Imutoras Neder, Havi Mahani Vashela. Lafi Darkeinu, the excels himself holds, Gam Bedin Shavia Nafshe Bisura, whom he did in the Emanus. The cave on Shehem in Atoru the Cholechad al Atsno, in Cain, Bain Bamamon, Bain the Israel, Yolam Neemon al Atsno. In other words, what the over here relates to is a focus of Ronin, that's also drawn in the Pisrei Tshuva in Yeredeya, in Siman Aleph, Sivkatan Yudhet, that there was an acronym, the Mahari Basan, and the Mahari Basan claimed that the whole din of Shavi Anashe is an offshoot of the world of Neder. That in the world of Neder, a person has the right to take something which is Mutar. I have a sefer over here, and I'll say, this sefer is also on me like a korban. Boom! I can no longer learn this sefer. I can no longer learn the sefer. Maybe Talmud Torah is Mitzvah Shem, Mitzvah Sefer. But basically, if I said a lawnmower is also on me like a korban, I can't use the lawnmower. That we can take Heter and turn it into Iser via Vibur. So Shavi Anashe Hatifa Di Isura is an offshoot of this din of Neder. So within the Akoni, the question is, what kind of Neder is this? Where is your Hasfasa? Where is your Lashon Neder? Where, you know, Neder is something like very, very formal. Would there be Shela? Would it be Bayakov Devara? Those are technical issues that are proper to raise. But as it's pointed out, no one says it is a Neder. It says it's an offshoot of a Neder. But we see that we have this concept that a person can be owed to something on himself via his whim, in a purely arbitrary manner. Arbitrarily, I can decide that air conditioner is also on me. I can decide this table is also on me, the chair is also on me, this woman is also on me. I have the right to be noted in the Dorit. So Shavya Nashe Chasicha Di Isura, that can be based on this principle of Neder. That's one option. The other option is that we have a principle in Dini Mamanos of Hodoras Baaldin, Kameya Eden Dabit. That if I am Mode that I borrowed $100 from someone, then I owe him $100, even though there are no Eden and there's no Shtar, nothing. My Hodoras Baaldin, Kameya Eden Dabit. This is the Dini of Ne'amonos, that I believe this really happened. I believe, in other words, this is a Neder that I'm making up now. I'm not saying I am no there that I owe $100 like that. No. I'm not making this up now. I say there was a loan, and it's true, there were no agent, and there's no shtar, but I'm no there to the loan. So a person has an admonis on himself, can they have agent done it? So even though that's in the world of Mamanos, and here Shavi and Nafshe, Fatiha, Yisurim, the world of Yisurim, it stems one from the other. And we have this concept of Ne'amonis, that a person is believed as an aid. A person has a degree of nemonis. We have nemonis of one aid, of two aid, we have nemonis of migo, we have nemonis of rov, nemonis of chazaka. We have nemonis called Shavi Anashe Ketita Yisura. It's a form of nemonis. That's the machlokes acronym that we have. The Ksos is of the opinion that we have over here, a din of nemonis. The Mahari Basan is the author that we have a din of neder. So what's nafkamina? Actually, yeah, we have a din of Shavi Anashe Chatikha Disura. My nafkamina, whether I build it on one or I build on the other. So the question is, what if I say something which is impossible? What if I say something which is simply not feasible? Did I say that today is Shabbos? Am I allowed to do malacha today? I claim today is Shabbos. So if it's based on neder, my afternoon, if I say today is Shabbos, or I say that the air conditioner is also on me, or the chair is also on me, I'm making this up. This is arbitrary. I have the right to make Isura. Shavi Anashe Chatita Isura. This day now to me is also the Malacha. Not to you, I'm a level of Isura. I'm a level of Isura. There's an Isura Malacha today. And if it's been of Ne'amonos, so Ne'amonos has its limits. If I get up now and I say, or let's say Hillel and I get up and we both say, it's the middle of the night. So we say, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochem Gavar? We, you know, we have two ways, middle of the night, right? Jorah is just a pokeras. We say it's the middle of the night. You know, it's, you can't, two Adim aren't going to be able to change Mitzvahs. That's Bohar and Baragla. And the two Adim have limits. So one Aid also has limits, and Hodas Baladin has limits. You can't be made on something that we know not to be true. So if we're going to be building ourselves on the emanus, then Shavi Anashe would not be able to be in a situation which is impossible. Mashe and Kain, if it's in a neder, then why not? So here, the Nodim Yehuda wanted to bring a raya to one of the two sides from the Gemara of Rabbi Gamliel and Rav Yehoshua. Right? That Rav Yehoshua had his cheshbon of the Chadashim, and Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, and he set Rosh Hashanah on a day that Rabbi Yehoshua felt was not Rosh Hashanah, and so Rabbi Gamliel was Mitzaver of Yeshua to come to him on Yom Kippur, Shachal v'Cheshbono. He wants to show the authority of Nasiut. And Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Akiva, and Akiva said, what can you do? Eila Mo'adei Hashem HaShetum HaMo'adam, that the source of Mo'adei Hashem is the Sanhedrin, is the Bezdin, and so you should go. So Rabbi Yeshua went, it's the carry, with the other tomb, whatever Isurim he was over, Lushitato, on his Yom Kippur, to show the authority of Rabbi Gamliel. So why don't we say, Shavia Anashe Chaticha Dinsura? That's the W that wants to bring the Raya. So you see that Shavia Anashe did not work against the Messias. That's like saying that a Yom Chol is Shabbos. Yes? No, he still held by his shita. He held Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. He held his ruach was correct, and Rabbi Gamliel's ruach was incorrect. However, since Al Pi Din, Rabbi Gamliel's ruach is correct. So this is a situation of Shavi Anash against the Metzius.
So what did he do?
This is Lo Sasser, and he's saying that even though I think that this is Yamin, since you say it's small, I'll be Mitnahig, Kiilu it's small, but I know in my heart that it's Yamin.
Does it mean that we accept that that's
the
Tzius, small
is
small,
so
mean it's small, or vice versa? It just means that we do
it
because we
do it. There's an MS, and there is a halakha. The MS is that I'm right, the halakha is I listen to you. I mean, honestly, you were never a kid. You know, your parents tell you that you're wrong, so you know that you're right. So you say to your parents, look, you know, the mitzvah of kibbutz avei. I'll go according to what you tell me, but I know I'm right. Right? So you're kind of the mitzvah of kibbutz avei. But you know that you're right. That's when you grow up a little, you realize nothing is right and nothing is right and nothing is wrong and everything is relative. But when you're a kid, you think there's such a thing as MS. Okay, in any case, so let's go back to our machlokot. So if we have such a hakira as to whether Shavi Anashi is a din in neder or din in emanos, and we have two machlokot we've shown them over here. Machlokot Rashi Rizva. And then two deos within the Ritva, two deos within the Rashva. Let's see, I get the first machlokes. Do we apply Shavi Anashe to a situation of lo kinle? Situation of lo kinle. Person, you know, we ask the person, is this the first time you were bo'ol a woman? He says yes. So they say, well, then how can you be sure this is Pesach Pesuah? He says, to be honest with you, I'm really not sure, but it felt like Pesach Pesuah. So what do we say in such a situation, Shavi Anashe? No, how would it work? Yes.
If you say neder, so then yes. If you say it's nemanus, then you wouldn't say shavim.
No. Neder, that's totally arbitrary. I'm taking it upon myself. This is being answered. No, it's enough inami. I don't have any proof. Enough inami. I don't even have any certainty. But I am claiming this claim. And the moment I claim this claim, then this obligates me as a neder. Shavim nashi chasifa zisura. Ma'ashayeng, if it's a din of nemanus, and the aid himself is masufa, that's not a din of nemanus. You can't have nemanus on a suffix. Nemanus means I'm telling them. In other words, that I'm coming to visit and I'm telling them this is the truth. And the whole truth is nothing but the truth. The moment that I say I'm really not sure, they don't throw it out of court. So even though it's not formal aidus, but l'chori, if we're doing on the level of neder, then what the Shika says, the name of Rashi makes sense. Even if lo kimle, we can have a din of shaviyah mashay. Mashayin came. If we hold that as a din of nemanus, then the maskat gemara has to be kimle. That I'm certain, even though this is the first time I'm bowl, I'm certain to have pasuk. Yes? You could say both. I mean, again, you know, it's just, you could say that the both sides within them are. So you would be very hard. I don't know, suppose that they didn't have manas. How can you have manas? I'm telling you, Mr. Look. But what does Ne'emanus mean? Ne'emanus means that I am coming to court to say I owe this person $100. That's, in other words, that's how the Aspal became able to. But when I come to court and say I may owe this person $100, that there would be no halacha over that you paid the person $100. This is saying I may owe the person $100. No, we're saying, let's ask him, is he certain? Let's ask him, is he certain? And so the Gemara says that when we ask him if he's certain, Kamash Malar. Kamash Malar what? Kamash Malar, he tells us he is certain. The same way he said, Kidashi is at the Isha Hazel, he said, Pesach Pasuach, I'm certain. Or we were saying, no, really he says, I can't be 100% certain, because after all, I have nothing to compare it to, but this is the way I feel. And so the question is, do we say Shaviyah Nafshe based on his gut feeling? So it appears to me that would be totally in this machlokes. Okay, now let's take the other side. Yeah?
This could be
But that's the other side. The other side is clear, yes?
Is that working between Eidech and Eman Yisurin here?
No. This is not Eidech and Eman Yisurin. First, there's no Gerba Dover. He's being made on himself. This is not a classic situation of anything. According to the Ksos, once we have our din about Odoas Balbin Kamei Eidem Dome, it lends itself to expansion in the world of Shavi and Nafshe.
Okay, but you don't make him Shabbos. You just say you have to ask him to sell some more. You might be able to say that you can't make him as a husband. It's a little bit different, but because he's sort of like hedging on Shabbos. He knows it's on Shabbos. Just look him along.
No. On Shabbos, he plays at Shabbos.
He plays at Shabbos?
Yeah, there was a famous case in Europe where this Rebbe, what's the name of the Rebbe? What Rebbe from? The famous story. The Rebbe got lost in the forest. That he was going on his way to a wedding, his son's wedding. And it was getting late. And he did something Rebbe shouldn't do. What a Rebbe should do is just get to darken and daven. But he decided to behave like a mitzvah. And he got out of the carriage and he went to daven mincha. But the Rebbe doesn't daven mincha with everyone. He went into the forest daven mincha. Everyone stood by the carriage daven mincha. And he went, he was loaded. And he got lost. And they couldn't find him. And finally they went off to the wedding and the Saki got married. And he's still wandering in the forest eating berries. And a few weeks later, they found him, and he had kept the calendar, and he made a mistake. And he felt that when everyone had Friday, it was Shabbos, and when everyone had Shabbos, that was Sunday. He came back to his town, and he claimed that because he wasn't in town, they all made a mistake. But he's been keeping his calendar, and it was horrible. And it was, he was coming all dressed on Friday in his Shabbos vest, and he would traffic, and he would dab in Musaf, and you know, and Lane, etc. And then he would do malacha, he would go smoke, and you know, etc. on Shabbos, and it was a crazy thing. So they brought in the neighboring rabbi, right? It's a true story. So his neighboring rabbi said, I'll solve the problem. And he said, tell this rabbi I'm coming to spend Shabbos with him on his Shabbos, because I know he's right. The rabbi was thrilled this rabbi was coming. And the second rabbi told all the people in town to make believe of Shabbos and to get dressed in shrine cloth, etc. And they all had a fish, and he brought back a very, very strong wine. And he kept filling the fellow's cup and kept cupping. Until he was out. And then they just had a shvitas dibur. No one in the town spoke for 24 hours. And the rabbi, this rabbi, slept for 24 hours. Then he went on a Friday night. They woke him up and they were still singing the tish, and they said, you slept a few minutes. I said, oh yeah, I slept a few minutes, and he could hear the tish, and then they got back on the schedule. Okay, so let's go back to our, so we have over here, so one case was the situation where he's masupa. The second was, what if you have done? He claims kasa pasua against dam. That is dam in the situation. No? So what do you say in the situation? Yes?
I'm just unclear about why
this is
a classic example of Moti Shemra.
Moti Shemra is the person who says that she was Mizana. He was not claiming she was Mizana. He's not claiming she was Mizana. He's claiming Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. And like that could deal with the situation of having children. What? That's not, in other words, generally, Pesach Pasula comes about via Avia, and here she, again, we don't know what she's telling it, but let's assume that she's just quiet, she doesn't say anything. So he says that we have over here a problem, in other words, that she was developed the Easter, and the Gemara says that we're dealing with an Aishas Kohen or Kus Nathimo, and we have one suffix. And so the moment that he takes this approach, he says, Shavi Anashe, Patifa Dissur.
So
it's
wrong with the
first time
of the Ovan
Moshe Shemra? Verse is over on Moshe Shemra when he claims that she was Mizana. He says, I know she was Mizana.
So
in
the same case, one person is saying, Kasa Pasol, one person is saying,
that's the case, it's not the same case, it's a different case. The question is what he's telling. If he's telling that she is Vada Nadana, so then we have a situation of Moshe Shemra. He's not telling that Vada Nadana. He doesn't know. He says, I'm not going to deal in her past what happened, what didn't happen. I mean, it's the best. Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. She was given. He's coming with the Metzius. What is the best thing? He's coming with the Metzius. Pesach Pasuch. He's telling Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Okay, so let's say there is da. Should Pesach Pasuch be Neman against da? Yes?
So if you say it's in Tam Nadar, it should be Neman. If you say it's in Tam Neman, it shouldn't be Neman. But just the only thing is, then Rashi is against what the Sheet, meaning Rashi in one place is saying Nadar and one place is saying Neman.
No. We're saying that if we're building ourselves on Ne'emanos, and we have Ne'emanos on one hand. See, he's claiming Pesach Pasuch. On the other hand, we have Dam. So this is a problem. This is simply more of a problem because which is what Darg of Nemos. Hodoras Baalvin Kimeya Edim Dame. So if we have Hodoras Baalvin against Meya Edim, then we believe the Baalvin even above Meya Edim. Over here, are we going to believe the Shavya Nafshi against Edim? And then you have the question, as Rabbi Reuven pointed out, maybe we'll be metarits that this dam that they're going to give is dam tzipor, that it's a dam that was there previously, that no one said, that maybe it's not a hochacha b'mura. On the level of nemanos, it's a question. However, on the level of neder, then the chorah can certainly work, even against Eidim, even against Dam. This is the whole Shul Shabbos, that there's no problem. This I sent to the Mishnah Lamela. The Mishnah Lamela, in Hilchos Ishus.
Sorry.
Derek says, Halacha Tesbar. Mistafakti, the whole milsa, the minan shavi anashi, hakicha di isura, hecha dika enim de makrishim also, mahu. Mi aminan kevo and the lidi day, shavi hakicha di isura, hadoas baldi kumeya edim dame, the osur. O dilma, the whole ika edim de makrishim also, after the day, shari. And he brings a machlokes achronim on the matter. He himself comes to say that even here the enai, even on the level of ne'emanis. So in this situation, if we hold it's neder, it can certainly work even against that. If we hold it's ne'emanos, then it's a question as to whether it would work. If we hold it's neder, it would certainly work against them. If we hold it's ne'emanos, it's a question as to whether it would work against them. It's a question whether it would work against them. So we have then over here this fakira that can be pulled in one way. Once again, one way when you deal with shavi anashi against the mitzvahs. On the other way, when you deal with shavi anashi in the case of suffering. Yes?
The Rav himself says that the neman is loser.
We'll talk through Tzuvah. I don't want to deal with Tzuvah now. Now we're dealing on the level of Easter. Tzuvah will deal with a Daf Kesef Beis for Yudam and Aleph. Yes.
We're equating the Dam with the Eidim that the Mishnah is saying?
So in the case of Dam, it's even more powerful than Eidim. You could say against Eidim would be no good, but it's okay against Dam because we're not tarried to Dam. The Dam is Dam Sipur, etc. But if we say that Shavi Anashi works against Eidim, Kabbalah Chomer should work against Dam. Dam is less chomer than Eidim, yes?
Yes, that's two things I want to ask you. You're saying right now she doesn't sign anything. Isn't that why she doesn't sign anything?
Again, the two things we're not dealing with currently. We're not going to deal with her signing because we haven't seen the Gemara what she's telling us. And we're not going to deal with Tzuvah because the Gemara is going to deal with both these issues later on. So we don't know. Let's assume at this point she's maintaining a right of silence.
Okay, one other question.
Let's
hold off.
Hold off.
We'll get to the Gemara, yes.
Just the Kli on Dam Tipur. Is that like by Hilchos Nida where Dafka it has to be where she was Osek in the Tipur, or anytime it's the end time, anytime you say, okay, it was Dam Tipur? It doesn't clear from the Rashba if it's Dafka, if there's a chance to be told it, or no matter what. She hasn't seen a Tipur in years, and meanwhile, you could just go and say it's Dam Tipur.
I don't know.
I just thought, meaning, even if he is Neman, so he's believed that she's a Petah Fatua, but he's not saying she's Usher to me, meaning there's one thing, if he's Neman on what he said, so he's believed she was a Petah Fatua. What's the Totsa? If it's a Svet Fekas, so you have more time to be Mekah.
Okay, I would run the Gemara that the Gemara is dealing in stages. The Gemara assumes over here, Homer Pesach is of Matotin Neman, the Osra Love, not based on Shavi Anashe, but based on the din of Sveika Doraisa Vachumra. The Gemara says just a minute. It's a safe Sveika. So Gemara says, no, we're down to one Safek. And then the Gemara asks, Maika Mashmal and Tegiva. Then the Gemara brings in Shavi Anashe. Now it says that at first the Gemara was not working with Shavi Anashe. It's a thing. So you're asking, once we have already a din of Shavi Anashe, so let's deal with Shavi Anashe. Shavi Anashe, once we have Shavi Anashe, Oh, we say the Shavi Anafshe. What's the Chaticha di Yisura? I'm sorry, let's get it around. The Rashi says, I was wrong in that, because Rashi puts in the Shavi Anafshe at the very beginning. Rashi says, Neman Losher Alkiv, because of Shavi Anafshe. V'amai Mitzur Alei, Afilu Imehem Nislei de Nivala. And what is he being told? He's being told that she was Nivelet. Going to this and being told she's Nivelet. But so we're saying, in Achinami, he's telling she's Nivela, but Beis Din will say, even if she's Nivela, she's still Mutera to you. Kamash Malan, that will get it back to a situation of Safek Daraisa L'chumra, where the moment that she's Nivela, we're down to one Safek, and then she's Asura. The Shavi Anashe over here is he's not saying that she was Mizana. He's saying that she was Nivela. And so when she's nivelet and there's one safek, then she's asura. When she's nivelet and there are two safekot, then she is muter. Still, to me, within the world of Shavi Anashe, there is a Mishnah in Kedushin, the Samachayim Adalot, that Gemara brings over here. But there's another Mishnah as well, which seems to be Soser, the din of Shavi Anashe, and that's the Mishnah in the Dorek. Mishnah at the very, very end of Nedarim, on the Tzadi Amadeus, the Mishnah over there sets up a situation of an Eishes Kohen, where this Eishes Kohen comes to her husband, and she says, Tmeyani, Barishona hayu omrim shalosh nashim yotzot v'notlot suva. Ha'omeres Tmeyani lach. An Eishes Kohen goes to a Kohen, and she says, Ne'enasti. He's not saying nasty, I was right. So in such a situation, at first they said, what can we do? She's Yotzei, so no tell it, Suva. Then the Gemara continues, then the Mishnah continues, that Chazru Lomar, that Chazal changed their mind, Shalotei Isha notenet Eineha Ba'acher, Umekalkelet Al Ba'ala. That they stop believing a woman in such a situation, maybe she has ulterior motive, maybe she wants to marry someone else. And so this way is a neat way of getting out of her husband's reshut and getting her tzuva. She has her cake and she eats it. So we say that we're not ma'amin her purely in this taina. Omer tmeya anilach tavi ra'aya l'dvarem. So Tosus over there asks, v'yim tomar tmeya anilach amai lo mehem no hashavi anafsha chaticha di sura. Why is the concept of Shavi Anafshe not brought over here at all in the sugya? Why does the sugya not bring in this concept of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Sura? So that's the question that the Rishonim asked. So there are two teruksim to this question, one found in the Tosfos Rid and one found in Tosfos. And at least one of them will be difficult in terms of our sugya. Tosfos Rid, not in the Dorim, but in Kedushin, and not on Daf Samachay, where we expect it, but on Daf Yudbeis, over there's a situation of a woman who is very upset in terms of her birth process. She got upset at her husband, etc., etc., and she began to be Matil Sveikot, that's where they really, really married. So over there, the Tosfos Rid points out that we don't say Shavi Anafshe. Why? It says, Hasa Mishum Delo Agida Gabayu Hilka Hika Asra Nafsha Alayu Mehemna Kevon Delo Nifsida Achrina. Shavi Anafshe is a very, very personal statement. Today is, if I say that the air conditioner is Asra on me, that today is Shabbos, that this woman I got married to. So I currently am not allowed to marry her relative. I currently can't be Nana. From this, I currently am putting myself in a pickle. In other words, but I'm not being mastered to anyone else. Aval hacha, but if we take the Mishnah and the Darim, the Agida be, Umeshabda be, Umati Yisura Legabe, Lo Mehem. I have no right to make an Easter on someone else.
How is she answering herself?
That she's answering herself on her husband, the Kohen.
What?
That a Kohen's wife, who is raped, who's an asset, is Asura to her husband. She's answering herself on her husband. She has no right to answer herself on her husband. She can say that I, in other words, excuse me, but there's always splitting it. You can't split it.
You can split it.
She's not even asking him. She's not even
asking him. Because she
demoted
him. But she wants to ask herself on the rest of the world,
or
the rest of the world.
No, but she only wants to ask herself on her husband. But that's all she's saying. She's saying to Me'ani Lacha. So there's no way that she can say to Me'ani Lacha, because she has no right to ask herself on her husband. She has no right to involve someone else in her Shavya Nafshi. Shavya Nafshi has to be between me and objects.
She cannot.
Right. Fine. So the question is, so how in our sugya can the husband say Pesach Pasuach Matzatzi and aser his wife on him? Or is my nafkamina between a person asering her husband on her, that we say we don't apply Shavi Avnashe, and a husband asering his wife on him, where we do say Shavi Avnashe? In our Gemara, we say that since he's claiming that Shavi Anakshi is the Isura, he's claiming that she is a Nivelet, and therefore she's Asura to him, so she's Asura to him. That means that we're making over here an Isur on someone else via Shavi Anakshi. Well, the Tosas Rit says that doesn't go. You can't make an Isur Shavi Anakshi that'll affect anyone else. Shavi Anakshi can only affect yourself, cannot affect anyone else. However, it's very, very difficult. It's how to learn our Sugya according to the Tosas Rid, yes?
Considering the marriage of the Chal,
there was Kedushin a year ago. There was Kedushin a year ago, and now we're moving over to the stage of Nisuin. So when there was Kedushin Lachora, the Kedushin were Chal. And now he's claiming, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, that this wife that I married is our son. But that's over here, my nephew, you know, it's. In both cases, we're dealing with a Kohen.
It's his reason, not her reason. Not her reason. Is it her reason?
That's what Tosus answered. That's a different theory. So Tosus in the Darim gives a theory to Reuven, he points out, where he says, Vivtomar Tmeani Lecha, Amai Lo Mehemna, Hashavi Anafshe Chadicha Dizur, Tamar Bekedushin, Kidashani Gumo Melo, Kidashi Yehumu, Tibukov Asavi, Yasar Bekrova, the Tirit Rabbi Eliezer, the Lamatzimu Zona Shehi Asura Lehinase Lekohain, the Vadai Hu Muzhar Aleha, Avohi Eina Muzheres Alav, Hilkoch Gamli Devareha Eina Asura Bo. So he says that the reason is no Shavi Anafshe is not because we have over here two parties, and Shavi Anafshe can't work in two parties. No. Shavi and Nashi can work even on two parties. The ones I say that I'm Asr on this, in other words, and that, and the result of that would be that he's Asr on me, fine. But there is no Isur over here for a woman on her husband. There's no, the Zona is not Asr to the Kohen. The Kohen is Asr to the Zona. It's a one-way Isur. We have a concept of a one-way Isur. Okay? So if we learn that way, then it's not a kasha on our sugya. Because on our sugya, we have the one-way Isur, that he's the Kohen, and he's saying that my wife is Asur on me. And there's no problem, according to Tosos, of another person being in the picture. So that's, you know, so the Tosos over here disagrees with the Tosos Rid, and then our sugya works out. According to Tosos Rid, Lukhara, our sugya is very, very problematic. The Rambam, you'll tell me, does the Rambam agree with the Tosfos Rid, or does he agree with Tosfos? Or with neither? Rambam in Hilchos Isur Egiya. Perek Yudches. Perek Yudches Alochates. Eishes Kohen Shamar LeBa'ala Ne'enasti. Okay, that's a Mishnah in the Darim on the Psadi Hamidreis. Eishes Kohen Shamar LeBa'ala Ne'enasti. So the Rama Paskins Harezo Eino Asura Alav. Shema ineha nosna ba'acher. Chassan's like the Rishna Basra of the Mishnah, that we're afraid that she had ulterior motives. Then Ram continues all the tests. Eishas koin shamar leba'ala ne'enasti. Afal pishi muteris leba'ala, kamosha bi'arnu. Harei hi asura, recall kohen sheba'olam. Achar she yamut ba'ala. Shaharei hodeit shehi zona, va'asra atzma, v'na'aseis kechaticha di'isura. Aishas Kohen Shomer Leba'ala Ne'enasti Afa Pishi Muteres Leba'ala Kamoshe B'yarnu because Rechoshe Shema Ineo Nosna Ba'acher. However, Harei Asura Lekol Kohen Shem Ba'olam Achar Sheyamut Ba'ala Sherei Hodei Shehi Zona V'asra Asma V'na'aseis Kechaticha D'Isura. Yeah. Everyone agrees it's not chal while they're married. The Mishnah says it's not chal while they're married. But yes, the question, why is it not chal when they're married? Why is it not a din over here, shavi anashe? So the Zerit says you can't make shavi anashe at someone else's expense. Tosa says you can't make that there's no din of shavi anashe because she's not also on him. Hatikha, the Isura is only in the direction where the person is also on someone else. Here, a zona is not also on a Kohen. A Kohen is also on a zona. It's a one-way street. Which way is the Rambam passing? Yes, sir. But let's say, so again, we have a situation, going to the case that I gave, a woman tells her husband, the Kohen, that she was an Esset. And then he dies of a heart attack. Okay, now, the question is, can she marry another Kohen? The Rambam says no. Right? That's the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says that there's no Shavi Anashi at someone else's expense.
Well, as a man, she's also a Shavi Anashi. She's not going to now.
Why not?
She married someone at the moment.
Her husband just died. She's an Almana.
No, but before the situation, before she came and said in Anashi. Right?
And yes.
Right now, she's a Sura to all other Kohen.
Right.
So she makes herself Usher.
Yes.
Right, so it's not going to be called up the Baal because it's never involving you too. You're not going to do that. But regarding everyone else, it's not changing the status regarding anyone else. So I'll have ramifications later.
But you say that, so the problem is that the Rambam says that Harei Ne'aseret Lekol Kohen Sheba'olam Sherei Hodeit Shehi Zona V'asra Atzma V'Na'aseis Kechaticha D'Isura. Asra Atzma V'Na'aseis Kechaticha D'Isura.
Is that not Tosos either? Because
certainly not Tosos. It's certainly not Tosos because Tosos says there is no Chaticha D'Isura when she says she's a Zona. Right? In other words, that there's no such thing as Asra Atzma. Asra Atzma. According to Tosos. Certainly not Rav Eliezer and Tosos. But however, it's also not Tosos read. Sherei Hodei Shehi Zona, V'Asra Atzma Nasis Chaticha Isura. Therefore, Harei Asura, Lekol Kohen, Sheva Olam, V'Achar Shiyamus, V'Ala. However, this is neither nor. And we said, the Rambam, and with basically the two, the whole purpose of the Tosos read, the Tosos, was to tell us why Shavi Anashe doesn't work in the Mishnah in the Dharma. The Rambam is saying that Shavi Anashe does work in the Mishnah in the Dharma. It doesn't work to her husband, but it works to everyone else. That there is a Shavi Anashe in the Mishnah in the Dharma. It's an underlying Shavi Anashe. It's hidden under the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say it black and white, but
there is a difference in the status also.
Avram pointed out that at the time that she said it, it didn't necessarily have identification. Maybe Avram fits in according to the Tosfos language of Tosfos Rid. The language of Tosfos Rid is Agidaba. Agidaba, that is a shivud. She has no right to break a shivud. So here by the Kohanim, she's not meshubedet to them. Nachon that she is asering herself on them. She's asering herself. She is noted that she's a suber to the world of Kohanim. The Asra Atzma, and Aseit Kachaticha Bisur. According to Tosfos Rid, this doesn't fit in. According to the Tosfos Rid, she's not an Akhiyani Shiva. So it could be still a point of Tosfos Rid. It could still fit in a point of Tosfos Rid. I agree with Avram. That the Rama could still fit in a point of the Tosfos Rid. That she has no right on her husband is no Shavi Anafshe. Because Agidaba, she has no right to break her Shiva to her husband based on her Shavi Anafshe. But on the other Kohen and Ba'olam, there's no Shiva. So it's no different, really, than Homer Kidashti Isha Plonis, that this person is Asr Bikrovo Seha. Because there was no agidabe on the korvot. Okay, so the Rambam then, so far, appears to be like the Tosfos Rid. If the Rambam is like the Tosfos Rid, then Yitzchein, that the situation of the Rambam would make sense. Let's continue the Rambam. Rambam continues. Kohen shekidesh isha gedola o ketana v'char zman bo'aleha v'ta'an shemesa'a derusat ish. Which sugi is the Rambam now referring to? This is our sugya. This is Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Toein Shemitza Adrusas Ish Neesra Alav Misafek Shema Kodem Kedushin Nivala O Achar Kedushin. By Yisrael, we can have over here a Seich Seika. Lafika Im Kitcha Avia Yisrael Yipkusem Yivaskim Ushanam Yomecha V'toein Shemitza Adrusas Ish Neesra Alav Misafek She'en Kanel Asafek Echa Shema Ba'on Hashem Baratzon. The suffix Isra Shel Torah LeHachmir. The Rambam quotes our sugya. What does Rambam leave out of our sugya? Shavi Anafshe. The Rambam quotes our sugya in terms of the halach of Rav Eliezer. Omer Pesach Pesuach Masasi Neman LaOsra La. He sets up a situation where we have one suffix as opposed to two sfeikos, and he says, and that's why she's Asura, because Shaharei suffix Isra Shel Torah LeHachmir, because he passed in suffix Deraisa LeChumra. Period. Ram doesn't bring in Shavi Anafshi at all. Why doesn't Ram bring in Shavi Anafshi at all? Why doesn't the Ram bring in Shavi Anafshi in our sugya? Could be because he holds the Tosfos Rid that we can't apply Shavi Anafshi in our sugya. That you can't have Shavi Anafshi in a situation of Agidava. Here we're dealing where there was already Kedushin. The question is as to whether there is Nisuin. To break the Nisuin based on Shavi Anafshe, that won't work. However, Safek Dereisa L'Chumra, that will work. Safek Yisur shall cover the Hachmer. Not Shavi Anafshe, but Safek the Reis of the Chumra. What will the Rambam do with the Sugi? Same thing with the Tosafot Sugi with the Sugi. What will the Rambam do? But in other words, the Rambam is fine up to the words Yimol Shana V'yom Echad. Period. But the Gemara continues, my Kamashma on Tanina, that was the Chorah, the proof that we're dealing over here with Shavi Anafshe. What you would have to say is that all the bringing your raya from over there is that is why they bring it in at all. Not kamashma on tanina. What's that do with shavi anafshe? So the same difficulty we had with the Tosafot we're going to have with the Rambam, but the Rambam at least is Rishi Satel moving from halacha chet and tet into halacha yud and yud aleph. In halacha chet and tet, the Rambam says there is a din of shavi anafshe nedarim in terms of the world, not in terms of her husband. Why distinguish between the world and her husband? So kaneret, right? The Tosafot read that when she's agita day, there's no shavi anafshe. Then the Rambam, of course, in Halacha Yud Yud Aleph can't bring in Shavi Anafshe because it's Agita. What will he bring in? He'll bring in Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. He'll bring in Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. What will he do with the Sugya? Excuse me? Where? Again, missing condition. Yes.
That's what we're asking a lot. So, why does that have to do with that? Could that also be a case of something to do with
that? Omer, Leisha Kidash, we have no reason to.
She go both directions.
That's what
I'm losing the kid. There's still a difference because, even at the end of the day, when it says, even if you say the Kamashama means that there's Yaskinla, and so therefore it's Kabbalah, but there's still a difference. There's a difference in that the Lari is saying, but it was a Kibishan, and so therefore it's Yaskinla. But I see it's still, only setting up the sun.
And therefore?
So therefore the there's a situation you wouldn't say something else anyway. He's claiming a subject is I'm sorry. I don't have time.
Applications of your holy spirit and peace that does not share the
okay, let's just understand what our problem is. Chora, in our sugya, we have to come on to Shavi Anafshe in order to be able to explain why this and simply doesn't throw this out of court. Anyway, so Chora, this is Stamatayna, the Alma. There's no Birur. Again, we don't know what she says, but even if she doesn't say anything, the Torah, she has a cheskas hetter. There's no reason at all to get involved in any problem. So we have to come on to Shavya Nafshe. Then the Gemara asks, but even with Shavya Nafshe, because that it's a space maker, all he's claiming is that she is Jerus Hasish. So beyond that, we have no idea whether she's a Asura or Muteret. The Gemara says, Sefenukimta, where it's one suffix, and so the Shavya Nafshe, with this one suffix, creates an Easter. That's Tasha sort of the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, what's the Kiddush over here? So you have a din of Shavya Nafshe, that we have a Mishnah in Kiddushin, so the Kiddush is the Kimle and the Lo Kimle. So the Gemara, we have this combination that we between Shavya Nafshe and Sveika Dereisa Lechudra. What we raised the question was that in terms of the Tosus Rig, that the moment that we have a limitation on Shavya Nafshe, what will we do with our sugya? How can it be that the wife can't asa herself on a husband, but a husband can asa himself on his wife? If it's a Gida Bey, there shouldn't be Shavya Nafshe. That was the kasha that we had on the Tosus Rig. How does it deal with our sugya? Then we pointed out that within the Rambam, it appears that the Rambam, and it depends how you read the Rambam, of course, but if you read Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph in a vacuum, that over there all he deals with is the question of whether we have one suffix or two sveikot in our sugya. He doesn't mention at all the concept of Shavi Anafi. Unless the Rambam over here is working off at the end of Halacha Tes. And now I'll give you another situation where we have Shavya Nafshe. Even though he doesn't bring it in here black and white. But it appears that the Rambam is leaving out Shavya Nafshe. If he leaves out Shavya Nafshe, so then the Tosus Rid would pat him on the back. But the question is, but how did he learn the sugya? How did he learn the sugya? The Chora of the sugya is pointing out that Shavya Nafshe is necessary, so that Besin shouldn't throw this out of court. And even with Shavya Nafshe, the Gemara thinks that Besin should throw it out of court. Kamash Malan, that even if Lo Kimle, the Cholzot, we have a Shavya Nafshe. Yes?
The Rambam, when he brings the Mishnah from Kedushin, Omer Le'isha, so he also doesn't use the word Shavya Nafshe, but he just brings the din. And just the whole din of Shavya Nafshe here is obviously different than the one in the Dharm. The Dharm, he's saying, I'm usher to you. Whereas here, all he's believing is he's believed to create a suffix.
Right.
So it's just, meaning it's the same as Hodas Baldin Kanei Eden. I mean, why she ushered him? She's ushered because it's a suffix effort. The Rambam does, either he doesn't have to mention it, because it's not really the tam necessarily for the Yisrael, or he mentioned it before, or even when he brings the Mishnah Kedushin, which is our source for Shavya Nafshe, he doesn't even mention Shavya Nafshe.
Is it good
in
Yisrael?
I think.
Omer Le'isha Ki Dashtich. He married both Kidashtani, who also becomes even as a Krovav. The Rambam is assuming the Shavya Nafshe, the same way that he assumes it over there, he'll assume it over here. In fact, that he brought it in the Halakha Tes, that's because he was Machadis and it wasn't in the Gemara, black and white. Okay, that's okay.
Don't we say that whole din, meaning there is Shavya, I don't remember if it's the Magen Mishnah or Tosfos, that there is Shavya Nafshe to be served by the Ishes Kohen. However, Akru Chachamim, the Chachamim Akru that Shavya Nafshe in the case of Torah, in the case where we're afraid she's going to put her eyes on someone else, so on and so forth, meaning even though you would say Shavya Nafshe Mitam Svara, like the Mishnah Rishona, however, we were closed there, but just because, like, Mitam Ogre Dover, Ogre Chachamim Dover Minatori.
It's not a parish.
According to Tosfos, how would you explain by Rishona even? I mean, why would she ever be ushered to her husband that you need to go to bring this time that maybe she put her eyes on someone else? She should never be ushered to her husband. And even when she says, nasty, okay. And according to Tosfos, there's no time issue.
You're saying that the ratio of the Mishnah that it was based on Shavya Nafshe.
I think.
she just did the Nadar's Bali, like you said, and she just came, and she's invited, and she's the dead that she did in there, and gave for themselves to be also. What do you mean? You don't have to have that blushing with that concept of Shabbat and Nashu. So there's a problem. She said that she was, you don't have to, you don't have to come to the concept. So we're getting to Nashu, we never had any of that Shabbat and Nashu. I do as well with the culture of Buddhism. It doesn't have to do with those who are the ways of Shabbat and Nashu. Different suit. Before they didn't have that, you know, kind of, there was knowledge that they did that she did in the Vedas. So it was just us to get that Shabbat and Nashu.
There was no Aveda, she was named Esther.
Yeah. Or Anthony. But I mean that she, something was done to her. You have to call it Shabbat and Nashu, you have to do that. I can't think of myself as a like a person.
She said he created something to
make Shabbat and Nashu.
Is he not enough?
Is he waiting for that?
I think.
She's married to him. She's an Eishes Ish. And he is saying that she's no longer an Eishes Ish, or basically said that she's no longer an Eishes Ish.
Right, and maybe the Kashmir is saying that although she's
an Eishes Ish, but the Kashmir is saying she's Asura. Okay, let's see what we do and what we don't have. Yes?
When you say that the problem is why doors, some of us even about Esther's head there against it.
I didn't bring in the concept of Chesed Hetzer. Yeah, Tosus brings in the concept of Chesed Hetzer.
Yeah, Tosus says there's no Chesed Hetzer. So what is Chesed Hetzer? Can you just say this was can we stick with the Sabbath Torah as a Chumrah?
But the Gemara brings in the Sabbath the Raisa the Chumrah to explain why the Shavi Anashe really creates an Iser. The Shavi Anashe creates a situation Shehi Nibela. In other words, that in his eyes, according to his Taina, she is an Isha Hanivela. She's an Ishas Ish Hanivela. And the Savik Dereis L'Chumra says that an Ishas Ish Hanivela Nisad Savik Dereis L'Chumra is Asher to her husband. And when Shavi Anashe links in, when you read the Sugya without seeing everything that we saw, it appears that the Shavi Anafshe creates one ma'amad. It creates a ma'amad of an Isha HaNivelet. And why is an Isha HaNivelet Asura to him? Because something the Raisa L'chumra. Stage one, stage two. That's what appears in from our sugya. What we raised is that L'chora, from the sugya in the Darim, there we have a limitation on Shavi Anafshe, that the maskana of the sugya over there is that we say that she is, even after she says ne'enasti, she's still muterah to her husband. Even after ne'enasti, she's still muterah to her husband. And the question is, what happened to the principle of Shavi Anafshe? So we said over there, either Shavi Anafshe can't work in a situation of an eshetish, doesn't work to break an agida, but it doesn't work to break shibudim, or that there's no, or simply it's a klatzkasha because there's no Shavi Anafshe over there, because she's not saying that she's asura. She's saying, in other words, her husband is asura on her, according to the story, but she's not asura on her husband. So the moment that we reject our believing her, so there's no longer a Shavi Anafshe. If we learn the latter way, that she never made a Shavi Anafshe on herself, then the Rambam is difficult. The Rambam brings in the Shavi Anafshe in the sugi over there in the Dorim on other Kohanim. So Kanera, the Rambam didn't learn like Tosos. If you learn like the Tosos Rid, then our sugi is difficult. Why should Shavi Anafshe be good in our case of Eishes Ish and not be good in the case of in the Mishnah in the Dorim of Eishes Ish? Why should it break the Shibud of a husband to a wife in our sugi and not break it in the Dharma? So we get caught between the two. Yes? Rabbi Chassidin and his Shir wanted to distinguish that way. The difference between the Shibud of a husband to a wife and the Shibud of a wife to a husband. Okay, that's a direction. That would be a direction of distinguishing.
She's not doing a Shavi Anafshe. He's taking a case where he doesn't know, where he's saying based on what he thinks he knows, and Shavi making a Shavi Anafshe to the Surah. She's coming telling you a Messias that didn't happen. She's not. He's creating a Messiah.
Okay, within the Rambam itself, so Yoni pointed out that it's not, in other words, that we have no kashmir. The Rambam learns our sugya kipshuto, that we have Shavi Anafshe, and we have Sadek Doraisa Bechumra, but the Rambam doesn't mention Shavi Anafshe because he just mentioned the end of the previous Avnalach HaTes. Or even in Hilchos Ishus, where he brings in the Mishnah of the Mishnah, Sanchei Madalas, even when he deals with the Mishnah, he doesn't mention black and white Shavi Anafshe, so it's not a kasha, and why doesn't mention it over here? Either this is simply continuity from Halacha Tes, or it's simply assumed on the surface. The unanswered question is what, or how does Tosfos Reed deal with our sugya? So the direction that Essis gave is to distinguish between a shibud of a husband to a wife, or a shibud of a wife to her husband. That's an option. What else? That's one unanswered question. And then the question is, what about the Havamina, the first day of the Mishnah in the Darim? So what the Pesach Mishnah in the Darim is that the Chachamim were ma'amin her not because of Shavi Anafshe. Why were they ma'amin her not because of Shavi Anafshe? They were ma'am in her, not mitzad. Why would they ma'am in? Because it's a taina that lends itself to birur. It's something that lends itself to birur. It's a regular taina. It's like a taina's danim. And the head of the Gemara ends, so she should bring the raya. You know, it's that we won't say because it's a taina that lends itself to birur enough, we'll say that she should bring the raya. But not because of Shavi Anafshe, but Shavi Anafshe is burdened by the Rishonim. Why isn't that a factor even in the Maskana of the Mishnah? But it's not the Mishnah over there is not being built on Shavi Anafshe either in the beginning or in the end. One over there. One of the Rambam that I didn't ask you to look at, but the Rosi mentioned last time in Shir, because I could look at it together with you if possible. Maybe we'll step over here. Okay, for next time, so prepare. So look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Perek Chaf, Halacha Yud Gimel. See the Mishnah Lamelech there as well. And Lachora, the direction for answering the Rambam would be in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chaf Halacha Aleph. And Hilchos Sanhedrin also Tet Zayin Vav. Okay, that's just to complete the sugya, the concept of Rav Shavi Anashay. And then we'll move over to the Tosfos of the Chazaka. Beyond that, I don't think we'll get next time. If you want to prepare, so we're moving in. After that, we'll move into the Tos into the Seik Seika. The Tosfos Iboy Seima, and we'll review some things that we said last year in terms of the options that understand Seik Seika. But that I don't think we'll get to next time. So, just remind you, Dr. Levis is giving class this morning. He's not going.